Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey cattlemen, more producers use Cydectin, Moxidectin, than any other Puron cattle dewormer. It's the number one selling branded cattle dewormer on the market, providing broad spectrum control of 33 parasite species and stages. So treat your cattle with Cydectin this season, because you have nothing to lose except parasites. Visit your local retailer or go online to BayerLivestock.com for more information. Remember to keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Well, Rich Nelson is the chief strategist at Allendale, and I spoke with him about the latest supply and demand numbers from USDA.
Well, awful news here from USDA this morning with some higher ending stocks for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Corn side, USDA said from 1.892 billion bushels last month to now 2.092 billion bushels. And the key ingredient for this increase in corn was that 375 million bushel drop that they have plugged in for corn for ethanol. And of course, this is from that virus and economy concerns we all have right now regarding the ethanol situation.
Nelson said when he looks at the latest export numbers, they look very good today for both the old crops and the new crops.
Almost 1.9 million tons for the old crop situation. That actually was the third highest for this specific week in history. So great news on this one here. New crop numbers also quite strong there too. And also of interest here, China was a buyer of a little bit of old crop and a good portion of new crop here today too.
Nelson says the export situation is still a bit concerning right now because the corn and soybean numbers are still a bit under what USDA has for the current export numbers. Producers are also still facing severe challenges right now with falling prices and labor shortages. Nelson says there's several things to consider.
Moving the crops issue and trying to get these crops as far as the northern plains crops out of the field. Hopefully we'll get some good news regarding the next few days with this. Of concern, we have the simple fact is cold weather is still pushing down from the north over the next 10 days. And in fact, some say it may last through the rest of this whole month. So a little concerned about that situation. One big key ingredient still lacking is this May rainfall like we had last year. So hopefully we'll simply have our excess supply of moisture right now combined with maybe a cold weather. I think that will give us some slow planting, but we probably will get the crops in the field. One that you did mention, which is a problem for us and a bit of a concern, is this availability of workers. We are now seeing the virus issues hit many local communities, and therefore we have some concerns about the worker issues on the individual farms, in addition to certainly many of beef and pork plants having problems as well.
Nelson says as far as good news goes, right now, not a ton in the short term, but he says the numbers so far aren't as bad as they could be. And to remember, the new crop bearish expectations are just that, expectations. None of those acreage numbers are firm yet, and the yield situation is not worked out, so it's very likely that we may have some time later on in the year to make up those better prices. You've got farm news on Ron.
Jordan here for your local family-owned and operated Kubota dealer. At Great Plains Kubota, we think everyone deserves a beautiful lawn, and mowing your lawn should be easy and affordable. Kubota residential zero-turn mowers are built as user-friendly as they are budget-friendly, which means Kubota zero-turns make mowing comfortable while delivering professional results. Don't wait till spring to save on a new Kubota mower from Great Plains Kubota. Shop us online at gpkubota.com or call 855-4-KUBOTA.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Well, that's our latest farm and ranch news. There's always more farm and ranch news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You guys enjoy your Good Friday. Remember, it is Friday, but Sunday's coming. Happy Easter. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.